The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Janelle Tucker with KMCH Radio in Manchester. Janelle, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Well, I first just wanted to start with your thoughts on the assassination of Charlie Kirk last week. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's a sad occasion, not only for the Kirk family, but for our country as a whole, because Charlie was a person that was interested in having civil dialogue with people friendly to him and people that were unfriendly to him, people that had different views. And he particularly liked having dialogue with people that were, you might call them Democrats, you might call them liberals, you might call them progressives. But he wanted to challenge them on some of the things they believed. And in America, you ought to be able to do that. Freedom of speech should not be put down by somebody being assassinated or discouraged. In fact, it ought to give us backbone to enhance political speech, freedom of speech, all the First Amendment rights we have, what to stick up for them. And realize that most people on this globe, even if they live in democracies, don't have the same freedom of speech that we have in America. And we ought to hold it up, and we ought to use the assassination of Kirk, just like his wife and Whittle said on television, I suppose it was Friday night, I heard it, that they probably thought they were going to put an end to what Charlie was trying to do. But she more or less said they don't know what they've unleashed, that there's going to be greater growth in this movement than there was if Charlie had still been alive.
On Sunday, President Trump said he's willing to impose sanctions on Russia, but that Europe has to act in a way that is commensurate with the United States. What are your thoughts on that?
In other words, put sanctions on Russia. That's easy for me to answer. Yes. The president said now 2.5 weeks ago, almost immediately after he met with Putin, that he expected some changes or sanctions were going to go on in 2 weeks. Well, he drew a line in the sand, and the sanctions have been not put on, and I think they should be. And I'm a co-sponsor, along with about 85 other senators, of a bill being promoted by Senator Graham to force the president to do exactly that. I think the president's going to lose his credibility if he says in 2 weeks, if some things don't happen, he's going to take actions with sanctions and they don't happen. I think it's going to encourage more aggression on the part of Putin. And we've seen it with the increased bombardment of the cities of Ukraine since he met with Putin in Alaska. So I think you have to conclude that maybe by now the president shouldn't be trusting Putin.
Congresswoman Ashley Hinson formally kicked off her U.S. Senate campaign on Sunday in Cedar Rapids with a rally. Have you endorsed her yet? I know you showed your support. Are you endorsing her at this point?
I don't think I should endorse until I find out who's all in the running. It wouldn't make me disappointed if she's the only Republican running for that seat. And I think she might be the only Republican. And if so, but I think I ought to give everybody a look. But I can tell you this, she's a strong congresswoman. I've worked with her, and I'll be able to work with her in the United States Senate the same way.
Yeah. And what about Hinson do you think makes her qualified to run? Why is she a good candidate?
Well, she's been in your business as a journalist. She was a TV journalist. So I think she got well acquainted with public issues. being an anchor at a TV station in Cedar Rapids. And then she was in the state legislature for four or six years. And now a congresswoman for 4 or 6 years. I think she's got the proper background. And then I think she's got the right political philosophy.
I heard just earlier that the United States and China have reached a framework deal on TikTok. Any thoughts on that situation?
Well, you're ahead of me on it. Now, I did hear earlier today that they were meeting in Spain, I believe, to have some high-level talks, and that TikTok was on the agenda. And I guess I'd have to see what the framework is. But don't forget, I voted for a bill that said that TikTok's either going to be owned by an American company or TikTok can't operate in the United States. And we did that for national security reasons, because we think that TikTok and the company in China's got too close of relationships with the Chinese, and we wanted to protect the national security of the United States by saying that. So I'd have to see what the framework says before I give you a final operation. But I don't forget, I voted for the bill.
All right. And anything that you're working on right now in the Senate that you would like our listeners to know about?
Yeah. Today or early this week, if we don't get it done today, we're going to change the rules of the United States Senate. I know you won't believe this, but I'm telling you, this is a historical fact. This is the first president out of 47 that have never had a nomination approved by what we call voice vote or unanimous consent. And presidents like H.W. Bush, Clinton, Obama, and George W. Bush, they had about 90% of their people confirmed by voice vote. The way it has to be handled now is you have a half-hour vote to bring a person up for nomination. You have 2 hours debate, then a half-hour vote to approve of it. That's about 6 hours. So you can imagine, multiply 6 hours times 93 U.S. attorneys that we have throughout the United States, and two of them are in Iowa. If we had to spend 6 hours, we would never get through it by the end of this year. And so this is being done by the Democrats to deprive this president of getting his nominees approved very expeditiously in a manner that's never been happened before in the history of our country. So we're changing the rules so we can speed up the nomination process. This president was elected by a vast majority of the American people. He has a right and a mandate from the American people to have his people in place. And it can't happen the way that Democrats are slowing down the work of the United States Senate. And we intend to speed it up. And because we got to do things other than just approve nominations. We got important problems in this country that we got to have time to solve.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for going alone. Goodbye.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Thank you, Janelle, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.